in Shin Chesif Gimel, we're discussing Klishim Lachta Le'Isser, and the Mechaber tells us that there's a Hetal L'Tzarech Gufa and L'Tzarech Mekayma. So we like to be magdir what's the Tzarech Gufa and what's the Tzarech Mekayma. So the Mechaber says, Kegoyin Kornes Shal Zahavim by Nafachim, the Kornes is the hammer of the Zahavim are the goldsmiths, or Nafachim are the blacksmiths. L'Tzaya Ba'Egoyis. So you use this hammer to crack open nuts, kordam lachmik by the vela. The examples that the Mechab is giving us is, I'm using the kli which is a kli shalach delisa, I'm using it for a hetadiki usage. I'm taking the hammer, which is muksa, the kli shalach delisa, and using it to crack open nuts. I'm using the screwdriver to open the door. Those are the examples the Mechab is giving us. If you take a look at the Aruch HaShulchan in Ois Tezvav over there, when he's discussing a kli shemlachti leheter, so Teich Dvarav, he says over there, ach im yesh li tanug b'mash metaltaloi, if you have any type of tainug, a type of enjoyment or benefit in that which you move in the kli shemlachti leheter, nehid b'mlachti lista le nachshav zed tzarech gufay. Granted that by Malach the Lisser is not considered Tzarech Gufay, but Tzarech Het is Mutter. But what you see over there is that there needs to be some kind of use, some kind of shimush. I'm taking the Klisha Malach the Lisser for some kind of usage. Not just that I'm moving it around because I enjoy to move it around. That would be also by Klisha Malach the Lisser. That's not called Tzarech Gufay. Right, you have a twitch or a what you want to flip it around. By Klisha Malach Delisa, that would not be allowed. Now, the Rav Kiva Eger and Simon Shin Vav, he's going on the Magen Avraham over there, he says that it would be mutter to send to a chassan, mutter to shleich the chassan on Shabbos, a Klisha Malach Delisa, for example, Neiris, a leichta of Kesef. Obviously, he's talking about a leichta that was not being used in the beginning of Shabbos, so it's not muksa. So what is it? It's a klishim lachte le iser. I could send it to the chassan on Shabbos as a present. Kidei l'samcha, in order to make him happy. What it means is, Rav Kiveg is bin mechashtas, that a shimush of a leichter is to give it as a present to someone else, to be mesamechim. So, therefore, b'etzim, I could go to a bar mitzvah of a bar mitzvah bachar, and I want to give him a nice, fancy pen. I could come to him on Shabbos and tell him at the Kiddush, and here's a nice bar mitzvah present. The same idea. Klishim lachdei l'iser, a nice one, which is like a leichter, so you have a fancy pen for a bar mitzvah bachar, and you can give out pens.
What's he going to do
with it?
What's he
going to
do with it?
So let's figure out. So he takes it. He puts it in his pocket, and then, okay, then we'll have to discuss the tilt of a goofy. I hear.
You can give presents to friends?
Why not? I just read your Kiveger. He says, "Mutter l'shleich l'chassim b'shabbos klishim lachdei l'iser." As presents, okay, that's a separate halacha. There are things you're allowed to give. You're allowed to give food. You're allowed to give things that you could use. This is a usage on Shabbos. He's getting a simcha from it. That which we don't give presents, it's a gzeira mekachememka. Good question, but at least this. Okay, so that's tzarech gufay. Tzarech Mekayim. What's the gedda to Tzarech Mekayim? So take a look at the Mechaber. The Mechaber says that I need the shtamish b'mokam shakli munach sham. I need to use the place that the kli is placed on. That area where the kli is sitting, I need to use that mokam. Which is mashma. That this is if this is the definition of Tzarech Mekayim, it's mashma. Davka, if I need to use the place itself is a mutter. But if I don't need to use that place, but I have some other gain in emptying that area, that's not considered Tzarech Mekayma. That's his mashma. And that's why it's before Osan Rabbeinu Chanano, and Dafkuf Chavdal Raman Aleph. It says, Bein Tzarech Mekayma, the Fanoisan Kedei Leishav Mekayma, to sit in its place. And the Shulchan Acharav also, he says, Shemachashiv l'shtamish ezetashmish b'mokim zesha kli munach sham. Yemachashiv, you have a cheshbon to use that place for some kind of usage. So it would be mashma that the tzayich makayma is kibshuta. You need a place where the kli is. However, of Maisha Chedekei Simchav Beis Islamin, he has a shail over there. A kli shem lach delisa, which is placed in a, which is munach in a place, which is not matim lechvayt Shabbos. The dugma, he says, a pen which is on the Shabbos table is a mutter to move it because of kvayt Shabbos, and we'll consider it tzarech gufay or mekaymai. So he answers, he says over there, tilta kizel lechashim ketilta tzarech mekaymai. That's not called tzarech mekaymai. Just because you want to move it so it shouldn't sit on your Shabbos table, that's not called tzarech mekaymai. He says, v'zeh gufa kvayt Shabbos. Shein metal v'tol dava shen nesalonu betilta. He says, and that's gufa kvayt Shabbos, they're not moving something which is us to move on Shabbos. Now, it doesn't mean that before Shabbos you should put pens on your table. That's not what it means. Now that it's there, however, whatever reason is there on Shabbos, so whatever reason is there, you shouldn't move it because it's not called Gufay or Mekaymai. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchasai wants to say that the Shmir Shabbos also, he speaks out that he says, That alone, that this kli is in a place which bothers you, that's there, like a hammer that's on the Shabbos table, and you're embarrassed in front of the archim. Guests are coming in, you have this hammer sitting on the table. Ain't the nechshav l'tzarech mekayme. That's not called tzarech mekayme. V'as l'tatlai. So Zaman had a different netter, which will come to later on when we learn Graf Shal Rei. But mitzad hilchis tzarech gufi mekayme, that's not called mekayme because you want to move it because you're embarrassed to have it on the table. That's not gufa. You're not using it. You're not mekayme. You're not using the place where the hammer's on. Right? We're talking about not that you need that spot, but you just want to move it for that sake. Why is covered of bris a heter? What? Where's the? It's not a free pass. And also, why is it covered of bris? You can swallow it. And even in Sim Shin Yud Beis, which Mir Hashem will get to, we'll see that we're over there is talking about going out over there it says covered bris in the toilets. If you could have prepared it before Shabbos, you don't have a head of covered bris. Check your table before Shabbos. Anyways, it's not such a free pass as we'll discuss when we get there.
Can you make
a term of
something if you don't actually need it?
Oh, okay, we'll get to that also, Mir Hashem. Can you do Arama? That's the question. So Mishmur says,
on the table, I want to put it there instead of in the spot next to it.
That's not real. You have to make a real Harama that you really need it. Not because you decided to use that. You always use here, now you decide to use there.
It's like, I'm putting down a dish on the table, I can put it on any spot on the table.
So then put it where you always put it.
Then put it where
there's no clay there. But there's no always. If there's always and sitting where I always put it, even though I could put it somewhere else, so then I don't have to put it somewhere else. But or I can make myself need that extra room now. I can make myself need the extra room, but you have to need it. Okay. Now,
there's another area available you can't use it. You can't.
Watch. It's not tzarech mekayme then.
You want to put it.
Wait, why do you want to put that? Only so you can move it. So again. So decide for yourself. If there's a reason why you need the makam, then yes. But if you don't need the makam, you're just doing it to move it, then no. It's not called tzarech mekayme.
You could put it somewhere
else. Yeah, I don't know all the could and ifs. You'll figure it out on your own. I'm sorry to show you smarter. You know, you can go into every if and this, but I'm not good at the technical of ifs and buts. I'm giving you the klalim. Figure it out.
The same thing applies to a person? Meaning if I want to sit on a couch where there's something there and there's another couch I could equally sit on?
You don't have to go to the other couch. But if they're equally, and yeah, if it's equally usage, so why is this tzarech mekayme? If you can make yourself want to sit dafka over here, not over there, that's fine. You decide. Okay, one second. Okay, now there is a shaila, which this Rav Moshe and this Shmir Shabbos lead to the question that we asked last week. If let's say I have a child running around with a marker in their hand. Or they want to write on the walls, or they want to write on their clothing, whatever it may be. Can I take this marker away from them? It's a case where I don't need it for mekayme, I don't need it for gufay, but it's not mechamel itself. Similar to the case of Rav Moshe, the Shmir Shabbos. I want to remove the hammer from the table, It's not mechamel itself. It's not for the protection of the kli. It will stay fine if it's on the table. It's not for mekayim. It's not for gufa. So how do we don that up? I'll give you an example. So let's say you have this is a discussion in some of the Achrayim. There's a tshuva from the Machzeh Eliyahu, Rav Falk from England, where in Siman Mem Vav, it happens to be a very nice tshuva where he goes through many rayas from Gemaras and Rishonim, which are nice rayas, which would seem that it should be mutter in all these cases. It should be mutter. Because Chazal only acid Mecham Letzel, but anything else will fall into the category of Gufay Mekaymai. However, from the Shagatai that we just saw from Rav Moshe, Rav Zalman, and many other tshuvas, it seems like they did not take on like that, and they took on that that if it's not for Gufay or for Mekaymai, you don't have the head of Gufay Mekaymai. So again, even though it makes sense and there are good rayas to say that Shemi Mutta, but Lamaisa, we find that the other Paiskim did not take on like that, so to use that Heter alone, one should not. Now, there's another Chiddush over here that Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman Machadish, that Tzarech Mekaymai is Lav Davka, the place itself where the Kli is sitting. It's the area that the Kli affects. For example, I have a fan. It's blowing at my seat where I always sit. I sit here and the fan's blowing at me. And I want to move the fan away so it shouldn't blow at me. Now, why am I moving away? Tzarech gufay? No, I don't want to use it, right? If I turn it to me to blow at me, that's a tzarech gufay. I'm turning it away from me, so it's not a gufay. Do I need the place where the fan is sitting? No, I don't need that place at all. I just don't want it blowing at me. I have an alarm clock in my room. The alarm clock is about to go off, and I will not be able to sleep, or it's going to wake the baby up, or wake my wife up, whatever it may be. I want to move that alarm clock out of the room so that it won't ring in the room. Now, am I moving a legufay? No. I'm not legufay because I don't want to use it. Mekaymai, I don't need the place on the dresser that it's sitting on. I don't need mekaymai, but I want it so that it should not disturb those people that are sleeping over there. So Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman Machadish, that's called tzarech mekaymai. Mekaymai is not the makim shemunach sham itself, like the Torah and the Mechaber says. Mekaymai is the area that's being affected by that kli. So if it's a fan, wherever the fan is blowing, that's where the fan is placed. It's there. It's taking up that whole area. Wherever the alarm clock will ring and affect people from the alarm, that's called the makim of the alarm clock. So that's called letzarech mekaymai. I'm taking the alarm clock out of the room, and I can take it even before it starts to ring. I don't have to wait for it to ring. But since this alarm clock affects everyone in this area, I can move it away. That's called a tzarech mekaymai. So what happens if I have an air conditioner in the window? It's not on, it's not plugged in the window, and it's getting cold. I want to take the air conditioner out to be able to close the window so that a draft won't come into the room. It was that Shabbos where the temperature changed from summer to winter. Now I want to take the air conditioner out. So is the gufay? No, I'm not taking out the tzarech gufay. Is it mekaymai? I don't really need the place where the air conditioner is. I just want to move it away so then I can close the window. Perhaps, again, you could extend this idea what the Rav Moshe is saying, that the mekaymai is not the place itself where it's situated on. It's affecting the fact that now I can't close the window over there. So then, it'll be the makim over there. Or more than that, by the air conditioner being in the window, the room now is cold. So I'm moving the air conditioner away so that now the room won't be cold. It's affecting the temperature in the room. So perhaps over there also I'll be able to move that air conditioner out, and unless it's Muxamach Sarin Kiss for some reason, but otherwise, or if there's a society, so you have to down up other in Nidainim, but that would be fine. So that's a Chiddush, that's another Chiddush in Tzarech Mekayme. Now, when I have Tzarech Gufay, I want to move the Tzarech Gufay, not for right now, I don't need to use it right now, I want to move it now so I'll be able to use it later on in the day. So, by Klisha Malachta Leheter, over there in the Mishabur, and Sifkat and Chav brings from the Taz, that if I want to use it anytime today, I can carry it to the place where I want to use it, so that'll be Mukhin Loi Bishas Bishaitoi is Mutter. Right? That's what he brings down from the Taz. That I can move it to the place where I need it in order that I'll be able to use it later today when I will need it over there. However, this is dafka by klisha malachtoi leheter, but by klisha malachtoi, where the het of klisha malachtoi leheter is any type of tzarech, I'm allowed to move it for any tzarech. So this is a tzarech. This is a tzarech that should be in the place where I'll need it later on. That's enough of a tzarech. But by klisha malachtoi leisa, where the sod of the heter is the tzarech gufay, so right now I don't need the tzarech gufay. Right now I'm just moving to a place where I'll need to use it later on. That may not be included in the heter of the tzarech gufay, and therefore, for that you may not be able to move it. And that's as much like that in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav also, that you will not be able to move it for later today. It's a specific heter by malachtei leheter. The Mishnah Berurah says a chiddush. He says that this heter of the tzarech gufay is only if I don't have another kli, another heter dikka kli. Right? If I want to use the hammer to crack open the nuts or the screwdriver to open the door, is only if I don't have a nutcracker. Right, that's what Mishmur says. A Mayri Shele Kli Hetel Tashmish Zed, the Lava Khila Lishtamish Kli Zed. Why using this Kli? So, this alone is a Chiddush, because based on our first shir, we said, Chazar Vitiru, Chazal will matter you to use the Kli Shemlach Delisa, the Tzarku for Mekaymai. So, once they will matter me to do it, Meicha Teisa, it should make a difference if I have a Kli Hetel or not. It's not Muksa for that. Unless you're going to say like the Chai Adam, that it's really muksa. Just, they will matter the muksa when you need it. But the pashtus is, like the first way, like the Gro learns, that it's a gzeres akelim, and there's a given heter. But Mishmur says it. Take a look at the Shari Tzion, where he tries to bring a riot to it. And the Ksesa Shulchan is Matcha the Raya of the Mishnah Berurah. Therefore, many argue with this Mishnah Berurah. Many argue with this Mishnah Berurah and hold that even if I have a Kli Heter, I don't need to use the Kli Heter. I can use the hammer to crack open the nuts. Rav Moshe talks about in a tshuva, how much do I have to be Tereach for this din of the Mishnah Berurah? Which is Mashman, that he does agree to the Mishnah Berurah's idea. He's discussing how much do I need to be tereach, how much bother do I have to bother in order to find the kli heter. So what he says over there, he says, even according to Mishnah Berurah, I don't need to be tereach harbet to find the kli of heter. Rak im bekal yochel ishtamesh bechli haheter, if it's easy to find the kli heter, so then I should use the kli heter. And his medayik in the Lashon Mishnah Berurah says, she'ein loy, he doesn't say she'ein yochel hasig. Says he doesn't have. So I can knock on the neighbor's door. That I don't have to do. So if I have a kli heter that I can just get up and get the nutcracker, then don't use the hammer. But to have to knock on my neighbor's door to ask them for a nutcracker, that I do not need to do. Again, the Shmir Shabbos also, he's not so in favor of the raya of the Mishnah Berurah, but Mishnah Berurah does say such a thing. Now, I would think, maybe the same idea should be true for the Tzarech Mekayimai. Just like we say by Tzarech Gufay, you only have the head of Tzarech Gufay as long as I don't have a heter dikah kli to use. So maybe for tzarich mekaymai also, if let's say the pots are out on the floor, I want the one of the children emptied out the whole closet of pots. I want to walk through, but I can go around. So do I have to go around? Or no, I can decide. I want to go. I always walk this way. I want to walk this way. So there is a raya from a halacha later on by Minol that we don't say this by Mekaymai, and maybe Mashlei Dan Mishru also that he only says it by Gufa, he doesn't say by Mekaymai. The svara will be based on the sugya. The Taisa Shabbos talks about it based on the sugya of what the head of Tzarech Gufa and Mekaymai is. So there is a svara to be machalik between the two. But again, even by Gufa we have a machalikis between Mishru and other achrenim. If I do need to find another kli heter, Mekaymai is mashma that he could be even more makel. So then, back to the question that someone asked before, now I want to address that question. If, let's say, I have two chairs outside, and I want to be able to, right, and I want to be able to move the phone that I left on the chair for the Tzarech Mekaymai, do I have to sit on the other chair, which does not have the phone? Or I could decide, you know what, I want to use this chair. The answer is, I could. My Mekaymai is not muchach that I need to go to the heter dikah, or I could decide to use this one. Just one more private klish b'lach delissa, electrical appliances that need to be plugged into the wall in order to be used. So Rav Moshe in a Chuma Chelik Gimel Sim Mem Tes over there takes on that since it needs to be plugged in to get the electrical current, it's considered klish b'lach delissa. Talking about when it's not on. And the Grismay Shechelichet Simchav Gil might say something else. Rav Shlem Zalman has a riches on this, whether it's considered klishim lach del iso or perhaps it's considered klishim lach del leheter. Yeah, what did you want? Don't know. Yeah, what about it?
Is that going to be worse or it's? Is that going to be worse?
Well, your phone is not plugged in like this?
Yeah, is it going to be Gufo or is it going to be even less than
Lach the Lisser?
Yeah.
Well, it's Lach the Lisser.
Would it possibly be Machus Gufo? Once it's not something that's.
Mux and Machus Gufo? Well, it's a clay. I use it. It has a lot of usages. It's a clay, not a stone and a rock.
I feel the Chumra of the Mishnah Berurah. Would you, if you could move the muksa item with your guf, would you have to do that?
No. Okay. Sif Gimel, it's a good question, but the answer is no. Sif Gimel, Sif Gimel, the Ramah over here, okay, we have to discuss the Ramah, and then Sif Dalit also. Okay, so we'll continue with this in Yitz Hashem on Thursday. We'll try to finish up the next few sifrim. We'll try. Okay?